Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited about today's show. Oh, my gosh. But before we get into that, I just want to remind you about a couple important things. First of all, I'll be teaching on Labor Day, September 5th at 11 a.m. outside at the Outer Harbor. I'm so excited to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching kickboxing, sculpting, yoga, and we're going to have such a good time. It's free to everyone, men, women, everyone. So I'll be teaching workout with me, Robbie Raw, The Raw Truth, on Labor Day, September 5th. And so here's how you get to the Outer Harbor. You just take the ferry over from Canalside, or it's right over the Skyway, and you can go right underneath the Skyway. That's where it is. And there's kayaking, there's bike rentals, there's a beach. It's amazing. So I'm very, very excited about teaching at the Outer Harbor on Labor Day. And I want to also remind you that we have some free Raw Truth Recharge healthy eating seminars going on all over the Buffalo area. And I want you to check out the website, robbieraw.com. There'll also be a listing in Awakenings magazine as well. And so we want to welcome everyone. Again, men are included in these, and they are free healthy eating seminars. And those healthy eating classes, they do start, at the end of September. So check that out. We have 4-week classes, 8-week classes, and 12-week classes. And this is to help you get back on track, supermarket tour, eat this, not that, and why, good fats, good grains, bad grains, getting off the sweet stuff, all that stuff. And also preventing disease, and also, reversing disease as well. So, it's so important that you learn how to eat right. And, of course, people lose weight, increase their muscle mass, decrease their body fat. So we are going to get started. First, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. And when we come back, Dr. Paul Young will be joining me, and we have so much to talk to him about. And later on in the show, Dr. Benjamin Mast will be joining me. He is the author of The Second Forgetting. So Dr. Paul Young first. We're going to be talking about his new procedures as an ENT. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Some law firms advertise their size as a good thing, but the car accident and injury lawyers at Gelber & O'Connell believe that bigger isn't always better. When you need personal medical attention, you don't look for the largest doctor's office. When you need personal tax advice, you don't look for the largest accounting firm. So, when you need a personal injury attorney, go to the law firm that provides the personal attention you deserve. Don't get lost in the shuffle if you are injured in a car accident. Call Gelber & O'Connell for a free consultation, 633-5050.
You know, on The Raw Truth, sometimes we discuss topics that are hard to talk about. Listen, if you've been struggling with an overactive bladder, light bladder leaking, postpartum symptoms, men, maybe you're still leaking after prostate surgery, you have to meet my friend Dr. Sarah Capodagli of Co-Era Physical Therapy. Dr. Sarah can help relieve these symptoms you've struggled with for so long non-surgically. Get help today. Call 716-498-2677. That's 498-CORR.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com and let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. And you need Donna Littlefield. Donna was named in the top 10 best of the best at Realty USA. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family. Contact Donna for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Contact me today and get your home sold. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we are back. I'm so excited about today's show. And don't go anywhere because in just a few minutes we're going to talk to Dr. Paul Young. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and I can attest he is the best. So we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes. And also later on in the show, Dr. Benjamin Mass will be joining me. He is the author of Second Forgetting, Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease. So, you know, if you have somebody that's had Alzheimer's or, you know, you are dealing with that right now in your family, you don't want to go anywhere. But right now, we're going to talk to Dr. Paul Young, an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Good morning, Dr. Young.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank God, very well.
Oh, yes, thank God. And, you know, you are a busy doctor, I have to say, but I can let all of our listeners know that even though you're incredibly busy, boy, you move in the doctor's appointments. We didn't have to wait. I brought my daughter there, and I was so blessed, Dr. Young, it was just honestly such a blessing to know you and to have heard about you, and because my daughter had been suffering for a long time, and you helped her out, and she did not have to have surgery, so I'm so grateful for that.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, too, that you had a good experience. And like I told you, I think, in that visit, the goal is to try and be as minimalist as possible. I'm really glad that your daughter's doing well with no surgery.
Yes, it's awesome. Well, first of all, I want to say that you are locally here in Buffalo, and you have a wonderful office, which we'll talk about in a second, but you won an award of the America's Top Physician in 2015, and you are the recipient of many other awards. Looking at your website, PaulYoungMD.com. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's always humbling to be recognized by your peers.
Yes, it's well deserved. I, you know, since I heard about you, I've heard about you over and over and over, and it's just been, you know, truly very, very awesome testimonies, so you should be glad about that. So you have an office, which I went to, very nice office in Amherst on Bailey Avenue in New York, and you do some cutting-edge procedures there that I definitely want to talk about. But before we get into that, can you tell our listeners what sinus disease is?
Sure. So in the face, in the cheeks, between the eyes, in the forehead, and in the back of the nose, we have sinus passages. The sinus passages in general are air-filled. And sinus disease or sinusitis is an inflammation of the linings of those air-filled passages. So rather than being air-filled, they can fill up with mucus, they can become inflamed, and then they give the patient the sensation of having pressure in the face, pressure in the cheeks, congestion, not being able to breathe properly, those kind of symptoms.
And when if someone's listening right now, because obviously the people who are listening to my show are people who want to take care of their bodies and, you know, do the best they can do to live that abundant life that we're designed to live. And so if someone has a child right now who's having difficulty breathing, or they see that their mouth breathing, you know, they make an appointment and they come in and you obviously do what you did with my daughter, which is an exam. And there's so many options, isn't there? I mean, I only knew of the surgery, but you offer, something else that I want to talk about, which is the balloon procedure, but there's other options as well, right?
Correct. So specifically, children and not many adults. Children are have to be evaluated a little bit differently than adults. So children may have, especially when it comes to breathing and upper respiratory issues, it could be due to adenoids, it can be allergies, it can be reflux related. There's a lot of things that have to be evaluated before you come to treating sinuses, and sinuses can be affected secondarily from something else. So in children, there's one set of an evaluation, and in adults, similarly, there's a lot of crossover, but again, like you said, first of all, there has to be a thorough evaluation to figure out exactly what's causing it, and it could be allergy-related. And then the treatment options are many. We start out as least invasive as possible. We try and do things without getting drastic right away. So medical management is always optimal by trying to do things with gentle topical medications, sometimes requiring antibiotics, sometimes with topical steroids and things of that nature. And then, yes, there are surgical options for people that don't necessarily respond to the medical management. And the surgical options are designed to increase or establish good drainage from the sinuses. So sometimes they just don't drain well. The natural drainage pathways are blocked, or the insides of the sinuses are blocked. And so to open those up and drain them and make sure that everything is functioning as normally as it should, we need to open those sinuses. Traditionally, that was done, like you said, with a surgical procedure, where you go in and kind of take the natural openings of the sinuses and make them larger. Within the last 15 years, a novel approach has started based on the technology that was used for angioplasty, cardiac angioplasty actually, where you can thread a catheter into the natural openings of the sinuses and use a balloon over that catheter to expand the openings. And because they're bony openings, they stay expanded afterwards. They don't collapse again. So rather than removing normal tissue, the design of this procedure is to establish a normal drainage pathway of the sinus, but at the same time, not disturbing or removing any of the normal tissue in the sinus passages.
Well, that makes sense to me, because I think everything in us is supposed to be there, you know?
Right.
Well, okay, so this is an office procedure for the ballooning, right?
Correct. I mean, it can be done in the operating room as well, but yes, the nature of this procedure is that it can very comfortably be done in the office. The patient is made to feel very comfortable with numbing medication, which is all topical, so it's not painful at all. And once they become very comfortable and numb in the office, then yes, this can be done in the office with the patient awake. We talk the patient through it. They're awake and talking to me the whole time. And we walk them step by step through every part of the procedure. And in general, my patients are back at work the next day.
It's amazing. And I do have to attest to the fact that you made my daughter feel so good. Your bedside manner is awesome, Dr. Young. You were asking her about school and everything else, you know, while you were, examining her, which took her mind off what was happening. And, I think that's so important, it's so important.
Oh, absolutely. As I try to stress when teaching, as I teach medical students and residents, that we don't treat disease, we treat human beings that happen to have problems.
Mm.
And as long as we keep the human part at the front of our, as our focus, then we relate to our patients as human beings, not as diseases.
Ah, I love that. I'm going to pass it on to my daughter who's just started medical school. I love that. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. Can you hold on for a minute?
Sure.
Okay.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
AutoStars Collision and Mechanical Repair specializes in collision work for all types of vehicles. They've been in business for 37 years and will repair whatever you've mangled, bent, or crashed. Rich Littlefield and his staff put their heart into diagnosing, repairing, and painting your vehicle.
Hi, this is Rich Littlefield from AutoStars Collision and Auto Repair. If you need your vehicle put back into pre-accident condition, call me today at 716-877-2892.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
You know, on The Raw Truth, sometimes we discuss topics that are hard to talk about. Listen, if you've been struggling with an overactive bladder, light bladder leaking, postpartum symptoms, men, maybe you're still leaking after prostate surgery, you have to meet my friend, Dr. Sarah Capodagli of Co-Era Physical Therapy. Dr. Sarah can help relieve these symptoms you've struggled with for so long non-surgically. Get help today. Call 716-498-2677. That's 498-CORE, C-O-R-R.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
All right, we are back. We are talking to Dr. Young, and he is an ENT on Bailey Avenue in Amherst. I'll tell you what, you want to check out the website. Is PaulYoungMD.com. And Dr. Young, we were just talking about that office balloon procedure that you do. How often does that office balloon procedure need to be done?
So that's a great question, and that's a question that I get asked a lot. And the design of the procedure is for it to be a one and done. So akin to traditional sinus surgery, this is designed to establish normal drainage patterns in the sinuses and establish a large enough opening, natural opening for the sinuses that they work properly, number one. And number two, if need be, allow topical medications to be delivered to the sinuses efficiently. There is good data that has been published in peer-reviewed medical journals to show that 3 years after the procedure has been performed, the opening to the sinuses is still the same size as the day it was dilated.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. What is the success rate of that?
That's another great question. And in the same articles that were published in 2013 in peer-reviewed medical journals show that the success rate is excellent, is on par with traditional surgery.
Wow.
And complications are actually lower. In traditional sinus surgery, part of the surgical procedure is, number one, it's a hospital stay with general anesthesia, and a little bit of a longer recovery. The other thing is that after traditional sinus surgery, most patients will require debridements, where you have to go in and kind of do that in the office, where you clean out the surgical area, which can be uncomfortable. Whereas with the balloon procedure, there's almost no need for those debridements. Once in a while there is, but much, much less. Almost 100% of patients after traditional surgery will require at least one, mostly two debridements. After the balloon, almost nobody requires that.
Wow. That's incredible. I am so impressed with what you're doing over there. And you treat so many other things, the allergies, the sinus problems we talked about, hearing loss, sleep apnea, tonsils, adenoids, ear tubes, thyroid problems, sore throat, and voice problems. People come to you for all of this.
Correct, right. So ENT is actually a very comprehensive specialty of things in the head and neck region. And so, yes, there's a diverse amount of processes that we treat related to everything above the shoulders.
And that's awesome, because I don't think people, you know, I know when I was looking for an ENT for my daughter, I was thinking, you know, oh, I'm just, you know, it's either ears or it is, you know, the sinuses, the nose. I don't think of, you know, the whole thing, like sleep apnea, people who are having, you know, obviously there's a lot of children that are having problems. They're out swimming now with their ears and things like that. Just coming to you to see if, you know, there is something you can do about it. To make that appointment, I think, is the initial step that people need to understand, you know, because sometimes as parents, you know, we don't know what to do. But I'm so glad that I picked up the phone and gave you a call, because my daughter would have had surgery. She was scheduled for surgery. And I don't know, something, you know, in my heart, I was just like, I need to figure this out. I need to get a second opinion. And as God would have it, somehow I found out about you. And, you know, it was a very simple procedure that, you know, actually just, you know, you gave her a treatment. I think you gave her an injection. What was that?
Yeah, that was a steroid. And that is designed to reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And in her, it seemed to work very nicely.
Yes, and some, you know, nose drops, things like that.
Right.
So, I mean, when I think about it, you know, I mean, obviously I know surgery is needed at some time. But, you know, when I think about this, this is so important that it's not our first step, you know. And as a registered nurse, I've seen people jump to surgery too fast, you know. So I really want to stress to our listeners to make sure, you know, that you look at other options. And I highly recommend you, Dr. Young. You know, I know even though you're extremely busy, it doesn't take a lot of time to get in to see you. And you also are affiliated at hospitals locally, right?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I go to actually most of the area hospitals I have affiliation with.
Awesome. Love it. So we will be, you know, definitely, I'd love to have you on the show when we could talk a little bit longer, because I have another guest coming on. But we will be giving your number out, and I want people to check out your website, because you have so much information on your website, PaulYoungMD.com. And, of course, they can make an appointment at 716-832-8500. Again, 716-832-8500. Doctor, I'd love to have you on again. And
oh, sure. Absolutely.
I'd love to have you on
yeah,
again.
And if they And if they check us out on Facebook, you'll find lots of interesting articles that we put up about how to manage things like swimming in the summer, allergies, and all those things. We publish articles there all the time.
I love it. Actually, that's how I found you. It, somehow it just popped up on my Facebook, and I'm like, well, this isn't a coincidence. I need to call
him.
There you go.
Oh,
Dr. Young, thank you so much. You obviously know your stuff, and, you know, I'm so grateful that you came, you know, through my life to help my daughter, and I really encourage our listeners to give you a call. So we will talk to you again soon, okay? Thank you for all you do.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Okay. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. When we come back, we will be talking to Dr. Benjamin Mast. He wrote the book, The Second Forgetting, and I want you to listen to this interview. It is Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease. And he is so much information here. I cannot wait to talk to him. Of course, there are more than 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's today, and it is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. That translates to over 15.5 million caregivers providing 17.7 billion hours of unpaid care per year. And let me just tell you, you know, I took care of my mom who had dementia at the end of her life, and it is tough. It is not easy. And it's, you know, even more tough for the people that are going through it, you know, for the patient themselves, because they lose their memories and they forget, and it's, you know, very, very tough. So I'm very excited to talk to Dr. Benjamin Mast. Once again, I want to remind you that I will be teaching on Labor Day, September 5th, Monday at 11 a.m. at the Outer Harbor. I'll be teaching a little bit of kickboxing, a little bit of sculpting, and some yoga as well. It's open to everyone, adults, kids, men. It's free at the Outer Harbor. You can get to the Outer Harbor by taking the ferry from Canalside, or you can just go over the Skyway, make a right, make another right. It's kind of underneath the Skyway, and it's a beautiful area there. I mean, there are kayak rentals, bike rentals. There's a refreshment stand. There's a beach there. So I'd love to see you out on Labor Day at 11 a.m., trying to squeeze a little bit more of the summer out on Labor Day, and just work out with me. I mean, you know, you can just have fun. You can dance if you want. It doesn't matter what you do. Also, I want to remind you that our Fall Raw Truth Recharge Healthy Eating free seminars are coming up. You can go to my website, robbieraw.com, and check those out. I'll be having some free seminars at the Buffalo Athletic Club for Women and also several other locations, but men are invited too. And then our 4, 8, and 12-week healthy eating classes will be starting up shortly after that. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, Dr. Benjamin Mast will be with us talking about his book, Second Forgetting. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Although not every auto accident case is worth $1 million, the car accident and injury lawyers at Gelbert & O'Connell give the same personal attention to those less seriously injured clients as they do to clients whose cases have a greater monetary value. Why? Because Gelbert & O'Connell believes that all injured people deserve the same quality representation. Their job is to make sure that each of their clients receives the compensation they deserve. Call Gelbert & O'Connell for a free consultation, 633-5050.
And listen, water, what are you drinking right now, people? Water, it's the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean, we need to drink clean, and it's time to do that. We know that there's chlorine, lead, who knows what else in our water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for Water Cure USA. Water Cure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems, which I have, which is incredible, to under-the-sink options, Water Cure USA has the right system
for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking funny tasting water with who knows what in it or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. Give Water Cure USA a call right after my show. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Watercure USA today.
Being healthy is about much more than just physical health. It doesn't matter how well you eat and exercise if you don't pay attention to the seven truths Robbie's about to teach you. It's mind, body, soul, and spirit. We need to take care of our temporary earth suits so that we can have the health and energy to do God's work. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management. Join Robbie Friday, September 30th at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel of Auburn, 2090 Cranbrook Drive. For more information, please visit calvaryofauburn.org.
When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. And you need Donna Littlefield. Donna was named in the top 10 best of the best at Realty USA. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family. Contact Donna for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Contact me today and get your home sold. DonnaLittlefield.com.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
Okay, we are back. I want to thank Dr. Paul Young, the ENT we were just talking to from Amherst. Awesome, cutting-edge procedures. Right now, I'm so excited to talk to Dr. Benjamin Mass. He is a licensed clinical psychologist, associate professor in psychology and brain services and geriatric medicine at the University of Louisville, and an elder at a community church in Louisville, Kentucky. Good morning, Dr. Mass.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And you are an author of a book, The Second Forgetting, Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease. What a wonderful
That's
book.
Thank you.
I've been reading it. Now, this book, you know, is available on Amazon and many other places, I assume, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available in most local bookstores, and yeah, it's available for everyone out there.
Awesome. Well, I was particularly interested in this topic. Not only do we have the Walk for Alzheimer's coming up on September 17th, which I am an advocate for, but also I took care of my mom, who was 92. She went home to be with the Lord a couple of years ago, and she had dementia at the end of her life. And so, you know, I lived it, you know, so I'm just so, I guess, emotional when it comes to this topic here. And your book was awesome. Explain to our listeners, number one, how you decided to write this book, if you would.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, as you pointed out, once we encounter Alzheimer's and other dementias personally, it really leaves a mark on us. And that was the case for me as well. So I work as a clinical psychologist, as you noted, and a professor, and I spend the bulk of my teaching and research and clinical time on the topics of Alzheimer's and dementia. And, you know, we had some history of Alzheimer's in our family, a couple of grandparents, and so we know the challenges and the pains well. But it was really interacting with people in the clinic who are facing Alzheimer's and the challenges of dementia caregiving that really started to draw me in to want to write this book. Because what I saw for these families was that oftentimes after this diagnosis came and they started to try to figure out how are they going to live with these challenges, oftentimes they felt very alone and they didn't feel as if they had people who were willing to journey with them. And many of these families were also asking questions about faith issues in the context of Alzheimer's. So if I can't remember my faith or if I forget about the Lord, where does that leave me? And so there were all sorts of interesting and painful spiritual questions built up into the diagnosis and the journey of Alzheimer's that I wanted to step into so that I could integrate the hope that I have in the gospel into the context of this very challenging disease and journey that people end up on near the end of life.
Awesome. Yeah, well, it's definitely needed. So your book, The Second Forgetting, assuming that the first forgetting would be the reference to Alzheimer's patient's memory, what do you mean by the second forgetting? You're talking about,
yes.
Exactly, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're right. The first forgetting is the forgetfulness that people start to experience that families often notice that prompt them to go to talk to their doctor about what might be going on. And the second forgetting is really something that happens at a more spiritual level after the diagnosis is given. One thing that's important to understand about Alzheimer's disease is that it is now, according to surveys, the most feared medical condition among older people and their children. And oftentimes, the more people learn about Alzheimer's, the more frightened they become.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I refer to the second forgetting, it really is something that all of us face when we encounter very significant challenges in our lives. We tend to forget about the promises of the Lord. We forget that He promises to be with us. We forget the ways that He's helped us through difficulty in the past. And in a sense, in this time of life where we need Him most, it's almost as if we forget about Him and start to focus on the challenges of our circumstances instead of focusing on His presence and provision in our lives.
Exactly. I think, you know, for me with my mom, you know, fortunately, I think at that time my faith grew even deeper. But mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people, you know, sometimes question their faith. You know, is this happening? No matter what it is, whether, you know, it's a accident or Alzheimer's, whatever it is, you know, sometimes people get mad at God, you know, why am I going through what I'm going through? So how can we learn to focus on God's faithfulness and not on the negativity of what's happening in our life?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. The example that you just gave reminds me of the story of the Israelites in the Old Testament. You know, we see them enslaved in Egypt and crying out to the Lord in the midst of their suffering. They're groaning under the oppression that they're experiencing. And God hears them, and in His grace, He draws them out of that oppression in a dramatic fashion. We see the 10 plagues. We see the story of the parting of the Red Sea. And it's this fantastic display of God's grace and faithfulness in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, they would never forget this. They would be forever marked by this awesome acts that they've seen. But the biblical story goes on to say it's a few days later and they're out in the wilderness and they can't find anything to eat or drink. And they cry out, grumbling against the Lord mm-hmm. and saying, "You basically brought us out here to die." And God's warning and call to them is, remember what I just did for you. Remember my faithfulness and my power. And remember that I've got a better future for you. I have a promises for your future, the promised land. And He calls them, even when things, and especially when things are very difficult, to remember His presence and His power in their lives. And that, I think, is one of the things that we need to integrate into Alzheimer's and dementia caregiving, because we are often overwhelmed by the challenges that we face, but we need to come back and help each other remember that God is with us and that He will take care of us even in the difficulty.
Amen. Amen. If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Dr. Benjamin Mast. He is a licensed clinical psychologist, associate professor in psychology and brain services. And The Second Forgetting is his book. It's a must-have book for pastors, counselors, churchgoers who are looking for the right words and information to minister to this growing population of people directly impacted by Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, Doctor, I am a registered nurse, and, you know, you would think as a registered nurse, dealing, because I have worked with so many people over the years, that it would be easier for me to help my mom. And I actually took care of my mom, my sister who had cancer, my father who had cancer. And I'll tell you, you know, it's not that easy when it's your family. You've probably seen this as well. You know, it's tough because even though I know what I know in terms of, you know, clinical stuff, and sometimes we know too much, number one, but also you're so close to that person that it's almost like you need a book like this to help you understand, yes, what is happening is what the course of the disease is, and also there is hope in the Lord of Lords, you know, because you're in the midst of it and you tend to forget, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. All the training in the world doesn't necessarily make the journey of caregiving easier, and especially when it's a family member, because you can have that information and you can understand the disease, but it affects each person differently. And when you start to see the changes in the person, for many people, it starts a process of grief. And that grief gets mixed in with all the information, and it's just very important that we don't try to make that journey alone, you know, that we have people around us who will love and care for us, that we won't go alone and try to trust in our own strength, but that we will trust in the Lord for wisdom and guidance and strength. It's just an incredibly challenging journey, and so I think you're right on with that. We need to be willing to reach out to others and to accept the help and the guidance that we get.
And to, you know, to become knowledgeable, you know, to read books like this. One of the things that I, you know, remember vividly is my mom, you know, her memory was going, and my sister's birthday and my birthday are on the same day, but we're 4 years apart. Well, my mother always made a big deal, like all mothers do, of our birthdays. And that morning I woke up and I said, Mom, I go, it's my birthday and it's Susan's birthday. Let's call her up and wish her a happy birthday. And my mother looked at me with this blank stare and said, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I feel like I'm going to cry just even saying that. But I felt my heart sink. And it was the first time I really realized, oh my gosh. And I through only the strength of God, just perked right up and said, that's okay, Mom. That's all right. So we're going to go out and get something to eat. And I just like blew past it. And I ran upstairs and I bawled my eyes out, you know, shortly after that. But, you know, it was through only the strength of God that, you know, and it obviously went on, you know, more as time went on, in over a 2-month period with my mom. But, you know, all I could remember is lean not on your own understanding in all of your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. I could not do it through my own strength. I could not take care of my mother, you know, through my own strength. It was only through the grace of God, because it was so hard to see what was happening. And, you know, so your book just is so awesome. You know, it is written for anyone who has felt the impact of this terrible disease in their life and offers particular comfort and advice for those offering care for the patient and the caregiver. And I love that each chapter is filled with biblical stories and verses of comfort and ends with questions for further reflection. I mean, it's written so beautifully. So, you know, explain to our listeners, why is it so hard to diagnose Alzheimer's early on?
Well, Alzheimer's begins very, very gradually. Mm-hmm. And so actually the emerging science of Alzheimer's suggests that the very tiny microscopic changes in the brain, we call them plaques and tangles, begin well before people start to become forgetful. And it's as if these tiny microscopic changes, the damage that occurs in the brain, it's happening before people start to forget, and it needs to build up to a level that's severe enough before people even start to experience problems. So when people are in the earliest stages, it's very difficult to determine what's normal age-related forgetting and what might be something more serious like Alzheimer's disease. But one of the tragic things that we've already touched on but bears repeating is that Alzheimer's does continue to get worse. So these plaques and tangles spread and damage the brain more heavily, and as time goes on, the forgetfulness becomes more significant, and this is really when families start to take notice that something is out of the ordinary, it's not getting better, it's becoming more consistent, and that's when we start to really notice that it might be something that we want to talk to the doctor about. But as you said, in the earliest stages, it's very hard to pick up on because there is a gradual moving from normal aging into the earliest stages of dementia. Right. And oftentimes within families, you may have even experienced this yourself, siblings or children or spouses may not even agree as to when the forgetting began. And some people say, I think it's been a few months, and others say, no, I think this has actually been at least a year. It's just very difficult without the help of a healthcare provider to figure that out.
Exactly. And you're in denial, and so is the patient, you know. You're in denial, and it's like you don't want to, you know, you think, oh, well, this is just, you know, normal aging. And, you know, for myself, you know, obviously I'm aware that, you know, the foods that are good for the heart are good for the brain, and, you know, the vegetables and salmon and berries and dark chocolate and olive oil and the coconut oil, things like that. So I'm doing everything, well, I'm going to give my mom more of this, more of this, you know, and, you know, you're in denial. You're, you know, I felt like as I looked back, there were signs, you know, that we're going, but you're with that person every day, and it's happening gradually, as you say. So you're thinking, you know, you don't see it. You don't see it until someone who hasn't seen them in a while sometimes comes and says, wow, you know. So it's tough. What do you mean when you say memory is filled with mystery?
So if you think about the way memory works, and there's still a lot that we don't understand, but even as we're having this conversation, the brain is active and forming memories of what's just been said, or hopefully that we'll remember it later. You know, there's a connection that happens between two brain cells that, when this event happens, forms a memory. And there's a lot about that that we still don't really understand. But there's other aspects of memory that are mysterious in that we remember some things and forget others, even in the normally functioning brain. In Alzheimer's, it gets even more complicated because many people will tell me or ask the question in clinic, you know, why is it that my mother can remember something that happened decades ago, but can't remember what happened this morning? Or why can't she remember that she has an appointment, but when I play this old song, she can sing every word? And one of the things that we've learned over the past few decades about memory is it's not a single thing. There are many memory systems in the brain, and some of them are more affected by Alzheimer's than others. Some of the most difficult things for people with Alzheimer's disease to remember are things that happened very recently, and learning new information, remembering appointments, but oftentimes they can remember things that happened long ago. Their older stories from earlier in life, they remember much better. And so there are plenty of mysteries to explore in terms of memory. The challenge for us is to draw out those mysteries, to learn how to be better caregivers, and to be more gracious and merciful in the way that we minister to them in drawing on the memory systems that are still working well.
Absolutely. Amen. So I know I get asked this question all the time. Can dementia be prevented?
It is a good question, and I'm not going to hedge on it, although it's going to sound like it. So we don't think, in terms of the current science, that we can fully prevent dementia in somebody who is likely to get it. But what we can do is think about prevention in terms of delaying or pushing back the onset. So there's been a lot of scientific study on prevention of dementia, specifically Alzheimer's disease, and the best evidence we have really comes down to common sense living. And so what the big factors in terms of preventing or delaying or reducing risk is probably the best way to think about it. Reducing risk for dementia comes with regular exercise, a heart-healthy diet, managing cardiovascular health and risk factors, things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, managing them well under the care of a physician. And then the last two really have to do with engagement in life. So staying mentally, intellectually engaged, finding ways to challenge yourself intellectually, and staying socially engaged. So staying involved in the lives of other people, for some mysterious reason, reduces risk for Alzheimer's disease and dementia. But what's important to recognize is even if we're not yet an older person, we are all aging. And so when we think about prevention of dementia and these things that we can do to be healthier and more engaged in life, it's really important to start them as early as possible, because healthy and successful aging really begins before you become old, if we were to use that term.
Very interesting. And I agree with everything you're saying. And you know what? If there's a chance that we can slow down, you know, this disease with eating right and with exercise and, you know, with being more interactive and making sure our parents are being taken care of, because so many elderly people are by themselves in their house. They don't have any contact, you know, with anybody for days unless someone is, you know, checking on them and making sure that, you know, they're interacting with the family and with friends and things like that. Well, you know, we get so busy with our life, but, you know, I just always made sure, even when my mom wasn't living with us, that, she was engaged, and we were, you know, we were all together as a family, you know, often, all the time, actually. You know, in the caregivers, they're, you call them hidden victims of dementia. Explain that.
So when somebody gets diagnosed with a disease, the healthcare system, physicians, nurses are become very focused on the disease and helping that person manage the condition well. But when a person gets diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's particularly, obviously that is going to change their life very significantly. But as you alluded to earlier, and for those just encountering this, they might be surprised to know, it also affects the family and the caregivers just as much as it does the person who got the diagnosis of dementia. Because as a person lives longer with Alzheimer's disease or other dementias, they need more and more help, even for the basic things that they used to be able to do for themselves.
Right.
You know, in the early stages, it might be they lose the ability to pay the bills or manage their money accurately, or they might lose the ability to drive. In the later stages, as Alzheimer's progresses, if they live long enough with it, they may lose the ability to feed themselves, to dress themselves, and to bathe or even use the toilet. And so the person who is a close family member or friend slowly takes on more and more of the care of the person, and it's physically demanding, it's emotionally demanding, and it's spiritually demanding. And if we only focus on the person who is the patient, we've really missed the opportunity to not only care well for a family, but also to minister well to them. Because it is about the person with dementia, but it's also about the family that surrounds them. And all of them need our help and support in our attempts to minister to them.
Amen. Amen. You don't even know how much you do until you walk through it. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that you know, verse was continually in my mind. And I'm just so grateful to be able to have taken care of my mom. Your book is very, very awesome, Dr. Mast, and people can pick it up at Amazon or many other places, you said, right?
That's right.
The second forgetting, his name is Dr. Benjamin Mast, M-A-S-T. And I highly recommend this book. Doctor, thank you so much for writing it. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'd love to have you on again someday. And people can go to your website, BenjaminMast.com, right?
That's correct. Yep. And we have information on the book as well as other resources related to dementia and caregiving. So, yeah, thank you very much for having me on today.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much again. All right. That was such an interesting interview. So we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, we'll close this up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
It's 2016, and nearly half of the marriages are failing. There is a code you need to protect your marriage and your family with. Christian marriage counselor Jack Mamo has cracked open the code and is passionate about changing the current pattern of high divorce rate as well as harmful family breakups. If you're afraid the conflicts you're having could lead to divorce, if you've failed in the past and you're not sure you want to try again, maybe you're getting married and you want to make sure that you're doing it for all the right reasons, whatever your situation is, do not lose hope. Jack Mamo wants to help to walk you through the struggles and share the marriage code with you. Contact him for one-on-one coaching session or set up a marriage conference for a larger audience. Connect with Jack at themarriagecode.net and pre-order a copy of his book, The Marriage Code, today. Themarriagecode.net. God's marriage and the marriage code is the solution for you. Give him a call at 416-770-0227. Again, 416-770-4227. Themarriagecode.net.
God delights in watching you enjoy life. But life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
Auto Stars Collision and Mechanical Repair specializes in collision work for all types of vehicles. They've been in business for 37 years and will repair whatever you've mangled, bent, or crashed. Rich Littlefield and his staff put their heart into diagnosing, repairing, and painting your vehicle.
Hi, this is Rich Littlefield from Auto Stars Collision and Auto Repair. If you need your vehicle put back into pre-accident condition, call me today at 716-877-2892.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com and let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Okay, so I want to thank our guest today, Dr. Benjamin Mast, who wrote the book, The Second Forgetting. Make sure you check Check that out. Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease talks a lot about the patient, but also the caregivers as well. It's an amazing book. I highly recommend. And Dr. Paul Young, our ENT in Amherst, New York, incredible cutting-edge stuff that he's doing over there. He helped my daughter prevent surgery. I'm so grateful for that. So give them a call, 832-8500. So listen, I am so grateful that you guys joined us today. Don't forget to join me on Labor Day at the Outer Harbor. It's 11 o'clock. I'll be teaching a workout there. Everyone's invited, kids, adults, men, women. Just bring a towel, a mat, if you have one. If you don't have one, that's okay. And some water and some friends, and we'll have a great time. Don't forget to go to my website, RobbieRaw.com, and check out our free healthy eating classes coming up. The Raw Truth Recharge is kicking off again to help you to eat right and to feel great, look great in the fall. So make sure you check out RobbieRaw.com for that. And I will see you right back here next week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.